Who runs the world at the Grammys? Lindsey Vonn hangs up her skis and it's safe to drive in London again. This is what you need to know. Good morning, this is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Monday, February 11th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Carlo.
Good morning. Here's what's happening today.
We begin in Washington, where negotiations on border security broke down over the weekend. The government is now on track to shut down again on Friday unless a deal is reached. President Trump will travel to El Paso, Texas today to hold a rally in support of the border wall. It's his first rally since the midterms.
Here we go again. That's what people are going to be talking about this week. So the current impasse is actually over an issue not even related to the wall. Democrats want a cap on how many detention beds ICE can have at their facilities. So the agency prioritizes which undocumented immigrants already in the country it targets for deportation. That's the sticking point right now. Now, one thing I'll be watching today, Jill, when the president goes down to El Paso, Beto O'Rourke will hold a competing rally a mile away. Keep in mind, he's from El Paso. El Paso is a border town, and officials and residents there are pretty much united in the belief that we don't need a wall.
In entertainment news, Alicia Keys is being widely praised as host of the Grammys last night. The show was packed with female performers and included a surprise appearance by Michelle Obama and a Dolly Parton tribute. Kacey Musgraves won four awards, including Album of the Year. Cardi B and Ariana Grande, who was not in attendance, both won their first Grammy.
Cardi B made a little history. First solo woman to win the Best Rap Album Award. That's pretty cool. Jill, I think the headline out of the awards, which I didn't actually get to watch, but it seems to me like the headline was all these women who won a year after the recording industry president famously said women needed to, quote, step up. Step up they did.
Let's talk about Virginia. Both the governor and lieutenant governor are refusing to resign this morning. The lieutenant governor has been accused by two women of sexual assault. And meanwhile, the governor told CBS's Gail King that he is not going anywhere despite that blackface scandal.
Also in that interview with Gail King, Northam made people very upset by referring to, quote, indentured servants who came by boat to Virginia in the 1600s. King interrupted him to say, quote, also known as slavery. So Democrats are in a little bit of a bind here. The optics of impeaching the second in command, who happens to be this young black man, while the state's other two top leaders, who both happen to be older white men, remain in power after admitting to wearing blackface, it's not a particularly good look. Even though the allegations against Fairfax obviously are very troubling, if true. I think the story this week in this scandal is going to be whether they actually bring impeachment articles against Fairfax. I think Northam is somehow going to survive this.
Some wild weather to talk about in the West. In Hawaii, a winter storm brought high winds and waves over 60 feet and left thousands without power. One part of the state even saw snow. And Carlo, I'm guessing all the people on vacation there may have wanted their money back.
Can you imagine going on vacation to Hawaii and it starts snowing? Did you see the pictures out of Seattle, though? It's already the snowiest February on record there. Seattle got hit with 14 inches over the weekend, and they're going to get more today. That city is not used to a lot of snow.
Speaking of snow, it was during a blizzard in Minnesota that Amy Klobuchar announced that she, too, is running for president. She becomes the fifth woman in Congress to announce a run. She's known as a moderate. She has a record of bipartisanship in the Senate. And she's also reported to have a record of mistreating her staff in the past. The senator has responded that she's just a, quote, tough boss.
So she said in this announcement, quote, I don't have a political machine. I don't come from money. But what I do have is this. I have grit. President Trump tweeted later that the video of her in the snow made her look like a snowman or snowwoman. She then responded asking how his hair would fare in a blizzard. So we've got two more years of this, Jill.
Turning now to that Jeff Bezos scandal we've been talking about, Michael Sanchez, the brother of Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, is reportedly the person who leaked their racy texts to the National Enquirer. It is unknown why Sanchez gave the messages to the tabloid, but the Daily Beast, which broke the story, says that he has, quote, ties to various Trump world figures, and that investigators think that this was in part politically motivated.
Band of Brothers, dude. Watch it sometime, man.
Yeah, worst brother ever.
Right?
In sports, skier Lindsey Vonn won bronze at the World Championship in Sweden in her final race on the slopes. Vonn says she was probably the most nervous she'd been in her whole life, which is saying a lot because she has done a lot.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay, Jill, we got to talk about another entertainment story. I guess it's not really a story, but did you see these pictures of all the VIPs going into Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday in L.A. over the weekend? We put them in the newsletter this morning.
Yeah, there was a shot of Reese Witherspoon taking a bit of a tumble down some stairs after spending the night at that party. The shot I really like, her ex, Brad Pitt, sneaking in, and might I say Jennifer Aniston, 50? I can't believe it.
I had no idea until I read the story this morning. But yeah, I mean, I feel you, Reese. I hate when I get so tipsy at this big star-studded birthday bash and the Paps catch it. It's so embarrassing.
And finally this morning, 97-year-old Prince Philip surrendered his driver's license several weeks after he was involved in a crash that left a woman injured. Buckingham Palace says he decided to voluntarily give up the license after careful consideration.
Oh, how considerate of him. How's he ever going to get around? Why is this guy going so many places? He's almost 100. Like, chill at the palace, man. You don't need to be out there, like, running errands.
And by the way, you live in a palace.
Right?
Just hang out. That's what you need to know on this Monday, February 11th. And don't forget, you could sign up for the Need to Know newsletter for these stories and more in your inbox every morning at theneedtoknow.com. That is the number 2.
Have a great weekend, or great Monday, everybody.
I wish, Carlo.
Not quite.